Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
God calls women to be fierce and tender at the same time in a uniquely feminine way. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Joe talked with author Kimberly Wagner, sharing experiences and lessons learned from her own marriage, detailed in her book, Fierce Women, The Power of a Soft Warrior.
Kim, how can our words and the what we say bring wonderful power and encouragement to the men we're married to?
I think expressing gratitude to them is huge. When we're a discontent woman, men, husbands in particular, they feel it's their fault. You know, they feel like, well, I've not provided well. I'm not good enough. I haven't done enough. And for us to express gratitude for the smallest things and thank them, and for us to communicate praise to them, you know, specific praise. Also for us to use our mouths in a way to ask forgiveness. That's a huge thing in marriage that we need to recognize right away when, you know, if I've stated something in a rude manner, if I've spoken harshly or in a rude way to my husband, I need to, and I do, turn around immediately, because I know if that's left to fester, it can cause major problems. Plus, it's a sin against God, and I'll lose fellowship with the Father. You know, I just want to get that right. So I'll go to my husband and say, would you forgive me? And specifically state what you did wrong. You know, I was so rude in how I spoke to you, or I wasn't listening well. I think it's not just verbal communication. I've noticed that I've been in a room, like in a doctor's waiting area, and where couples, young couples are there waiting to go in with the wife. It's, you know, her first pregnancy, and the husband's there. And both of them are there on their phones, totally detached from one another. They're reading their phones. You see that in restaurants. You see that with couples on dates. And my encouragement is to be verbally engaged with your husband. You know, look, when you're at home in the evening, don't be attached to your separate devices. Communicate with one another.